This is the world's greatest Springsteen podcast with Fisherman and Tom. I am Fisherman, the bootlegger who pays the highest price. With me, as always, is Tom. How are you today, Tom?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I am great. It is Saturday morning when we record this on March 16th. We are only 6 days away from I'm going to see Bruce Springsteen in 6 days. And we will talk about that a little bit later. First, I want to get right to all the Springsteen news this week, and there has actually been a lot. And I think the first thing is, the last time we got together to record, Bruce showed up and sang with John Cougar Mellencamp, I think for his encore. I think it was his encore, at least, or his last song of his set. I've only seen the one song they played together, and it was Little Pink Houses, which I thought was awesome. That went down the night we recorded. So we released an episode that mentioned nothing about it probably 4 days after it happened. So now, when you're watching this, we are here to tell you that like 10 days ago, it was a week ago today when we recorded this. But by the time you're seeing this, 10 days ago, John Mellencamp had Bruce Springsteen join him on stage. He called him one of the greatest, or maybe even the greatest songwriter of our time. And brought them out, and they played Little Pink Houses, and it's on YouTube. My friend Wild Billy Productions put together a multicam cut. I'm looking into maybe doing my own multicam cut, but go check that out. What did you think of Little Pink Houses for you and me?
Yeah, it sounded good. Thought Bruce looked pretty good, a little skinny, but you know. He doesn't have the arms that he had in 84 and 87, but, looked like he was in pretty good shape. Sounded fine.
He told Howard Stern that he's not working out every day like he used to. I think he said, because at this age, you don't have to, I think was his comment. Mm-hmm. But so he's not working the arms every day. And, I don't blame him. He doesn't need to do upside down microphone stands anymore. He's earned his right to sing as a 74-year-old. And he's still the craziest. I mean, Mick Jagger still moves around the stage at his age, but not like Bruce does. Bruce is still, how old is Mick Jagger?
I don't know. He's in his 80s.
I think he's 79. Maybe he's 80. He didn't get around the stage the last time I saw him the way he did back in the day. And Bruce, I don't know, maybe it just feels like he's getting around as much as he did. He used to really get around, but man, he's running from side to side on the stadiums, and he's really working it out up there for 74 years old. I don't think he needs to, I don't think he's neglecting his regimen.
I kind of wish he'd at least do the crowd surfing, because that doesn't take much, right? Everyone just carries you around.
No, but it's more dangerous. He's been dropped more than once. In fact, one led to a serious back surgery. And the older you get, the more damage that same drop can do. So it's not necessarily about how much effort or energy it takes for him. It's how dangerous is it for him. You get to a certain age and falls can kill you. Both the bones are fragile. They don't heal right. And he doesn't need fans, man. He's been dropped. The man has been dropped.
At least he's going topless this tour at the end of or the beginning of 10th Avenue.
He's still ripping his shirt open. I expect we will see that in Vegas in 6 days. So go check out. I don't know if I have the guts to put up a clip here of the Mellencamp. It's not copyright. Maybe we will. Maybe we'll put a clip of Mellencamp singing with Bruce into the show. But if not, run over to Wild Billy Productions YouTube page. He has a nice multicam with the best audio that's out there. Of Little Pink Houses, Ain't That America, with John Mellencamp. In Jersey? He was in Jersey, right?
Yeah.
All right. So the other big news, I guess, is that we talked recently about Martin Offler putting together a benefit remake of one of his instrumental songs. And that came out, I think, yesterday or today. And we both had a chance to hear it. What did you think of the Mark Knopfler Guitar Heroes Going Home, right? It's called Going Home.
Yeah. Yeah. It was a 10-minute song. I mean, it's all instrumental, like you said. It sounds good. Yeah, sounds like an 80s sound.
That's what I thought. I thought it sounded all right. It was all right. I don't think I would, you know, they want to sell it for kids with cancer, which is enough reason right there to buy it. But I can't see myself listening to it again. It's 10 minutes. And, you know, I'm a Phish fan. I have no aversion to instrumentals. I love instrumentals. But I don't know, this kind of seemed like the same thing going on and on and on with all these different guitarists. You can hear the different personalities in the guitar, but I don't want to guess who was who, because when it first came out, I swore, oh, that's Clapton. And then I was reading, and then the first guitar is actually Jeff Beck. So I have no, how am I going to pick who is playing the guitar at what point? But
can you at least pick out Bruce from the picture? Cause I couldn't find him.
Okay. Yeah. I'll get out of the way. Do you see Ringo right over my corner, right over my shoulder here?
I think so. Is he wearing sunglasses?
No, he's wearing regular glasses. He's got doing a peace sign. He's right.
Okay, I see him now.
And then you see Bruce now?
No.
Okay, right next to Ringo is Nile Rodgers with the white hat and the dreadlocks.
Yeah.
And then Bruce is right in front of him, touching his shoulder. His head is in front of Nile Rodgers' shoulders, and he is wearing sunglasses. And he's holding a guitar, and his shirt's open down to the middle button.
Oh, okay.
See him there? Right in front of Nile. Right in front of Nile Rodgers.
That's him. You say it's him.
Oh, I'm certain. There is no doubt. That is Bruce Springsteen right there. He kind of looks like the Terminator.
Man, that could be Bruce Lee.
And you got Clapton in the bottom corner, and you got Roger. I'm a bad way. I've mentioned about 50 million times on this show. I'm a bad weatherman. That's Roger Daltrey and Pete Townsend. Is that Pete Townsend? I didn't see his name in the list, but I kind of looks like him. I think that's him. Of course, over on the other side, there's right over my shoulder there. That is this shoulder here. Ah, I don't even know what I'm doing. That guy right there. That is David Gilmour from Pink Floyd. And that is Joe Walsh from the Eagles. And I don't know who everybody is. I don't know. Can't pick them all out. Is this guy is either Kenny Chesney or it's Miley Cyrus's father. I'm not sure which one.
Is that the MyPillow guy?
This guy right here. Who is that?
The MyPillow guy.
No, this guy right here. Look right here where I'm pointing. This guy right here with the goatee and the sunglasses. You know who that is?
No.
I'll give you a clue. They call him Bruce. Is Rick Springfield.
Oh, okay.
I think someone's going to show up in the chat, or GW is going to call me just furious. Rick Springfield, are you fucking kidding me? And that, I believe, is Peter Frampton, a really, really, really old picture of Peter Frampton. I think I could be getting some of these wrong. All right. So that's the new song. Pick it up. It helps kids with cancer. It's definitely, you know, it's okay. It's okay. It seems just, it seems a little, from a Phish fan, I'm going to call it a little indulgent from a 10-minute instrumental, that it seems like a lot of the same thing over and over again by a lot of different guitar players. But I don't know. It is for a good cause. So you know what else came out this week, Tom, is they dropped a new streaming set list. The ad I saw said streaming now on Nugs, but I assume it's available on all the streaming services like the rest of them have been, that it's going to be on, that it's on Spotify and it's on Apple Music and such, and not just on Nugs.
Yeah, it's called the Songs of Celebration. And
Songs of Celebration.
we've seen this before. We were yeah, he takes songs that have already been released in the live series and puts a little compilation together. So these songs are from 78 to 23, and there's 15 tracks. And do you have the set list in front of you?
Yep, I'm gonna call it up in just a second. I'm bringing it up on, let's see if I can bring it up on Apple Music.
Okay, it looks like one of them here features Southside Johnny, which is Having a Party from 1988.
88, 1993.
Yeah, you're.
I show that show all the time. That's the concert for Hunger, and I made a video.
Dancing in the Dark is from 88.
The show, the concert from Hunger in New Jersey in 93. There's a video I've dubbed it with that nug, so we have watched that several times. It's got Steve and little Steven and Southside Johnny. So here's what we'll do. We'll call up that set list right here. Starts out with Rosie from the Capitol Theater in Passaic, New Jersey, September 2078. I happen to be showing September 1978 on my channel tonight. When you're watching this, you'll be just too late to see that. Out in the Street from Brendan Byrne Arena 84. That's the Meadowlands. Sherry Darling at Giant Stadium in 85. That's another video that I show often. Dancing in the Dark from Joe Louis Arena in 88, and I was present behind the stage for that. 10th Avenue Freeze Out at Madison Square Garden in 88. Better Days from Boston Garden in 92. Having a Party. That's with Southside Johnny and Little Steven. He's not mentioned here, but Little Steven joins him also. We've watched that on my channel several times also, from 93, the Concert for Hunger. My Love Will Not Let You Down from Continental Airlines Arena, July 15, 99, reunion tour. My Love Will Not Let You Down. Roll of the Dice from Anaheim 2000, also reunion tour. So E Street Band, Roll of the Dice from Anaheim. You Can Look But You Better Not Touch. I have all these on Nugs, yet I still think I'm going to go listen to this. I'm going to go listen to this set list. It sounds really, really good. You Can Look But You Better Not Touch from Jazz Fest in 2006. I forgot that was even a Nugs. Mary's Place from Greensboro, North Carolina, the Coliseum from 2008. What Love Can Do from the Wachovia Spectrum in Philadelphia in 2009. Surprise, surprise. That's a surprise. I gotta say, seeing that show up on the list was quite a surprise. Surprise, surprise from Buffalo 2009. Another video that I show on my channel quite often. That was Clarence Clemens' final show and the Greetings from Asbury Park, New Jersey show.
I
E
was
Street,
there.
you were at the Buffalo show with Greetings from Asbury Park, Clarence's final show.
I was there.
Have you mentioned that before? And I just lost it from my memory. Wow.
Oh,
Wow.
I mention it every chance I get.
I wanted it. You know, I lived in Detroit. And oh, I didn't live in Detroit. That was 2009. I had already moved to Vegas, or I might have been there because Buffalo was only 5 hours if you would go through Canada, which I didn't like to do. So I probably
Yeah,
would.
it was a great show. I found out just the day before, or maybe the day of, that they were going to do the entire Greetings album.
And they did. And that was the last show of the tour. It was the
That was
last
the last.
show of
That was
Clarence Clemens.
That was, yeah.
And it was the only Greetings from Asbury Park full album show they've ever done. And we have a great video of it. I'm going to show that again real soon. Show it for.
Yeah, it's a great. I have it. I bought it right away on DVD, and it's mostly screenshot, so that's what's great about it.
Yeah, but you know, mine has that sweet, sweet, sweet sound.
Yeah, I didn't have that at the time, of course. Yeah.
So then E Street Shuffle from the Apollo show, which we're still desperately waiting for the official video. As Bruce once said, it was well filmed, yet they haven't released it. The Apollo show from 2012, Jake's first show. That's Jake's first ever show, the Apollo Theater. And No Surrender. We were both at this show. No Surrender is from Tampa 2023.
Wow.
They threw in, that's the first playlist, I think, to include a 2023 track. And that's from opening night in Tampa. And Tom and I were both there. And we met in person for the first time there in Tampa. And I found out that Tom is an excellent driver in the same way, in the same way that Rain Man was an excellent driver.
Of course, I'm an excellent driver.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I don't have the pictures on hand, but I'm going to throw them up in post-production. The Springsteen camp released photos yesterday from Phoenix rehearsals. And the way it was worded, you couldn't tell, are they rehearsing in Phoenix or were they rehearsing for Phoenix? But rehearsals have begun. The show is on Tuesday. The first show, I was so looking at this show for the longest time. I was going to go to Phoenix for sure. There was no doubt I was going to go to Phoenix because my brother lives there. The flights are like $60 round trip. He's got a guest room. I got an open invitation to stay there. He's only 15 minutes from the arena. Why not? Of course I was going to go. Opening night of the tour, of course I was going to go. And then they announced Vegas, and I can literally walk. This is T-Mobile. I can literally walk to T-Mobile. And as much as a lot of my life I might have gone to both, I'm getting older. Air travel sucks. I'm not up for it. My brother wasn't up for $100 to park at the arena. And I'm going to go see it 3 days later right here in my own hometown for a much smaller expense. And so I am going to miss that Phoenix opening night. But I will be there a week from yesterday. In Vegas, in that show that I predicted, March 22nd. And I'm greatly looking forward to No Surrender, Ghosts, Promised Land, Prove It All Night, Letter to You. I didn't get that in the right order, but he mixed it around.
I don't think you'll be disappointed. But, you know, you've already been to opening night, so.
I was at opening night of the tour, 2023.
This is the same tour.
I had a very inexpensive shot to be at opening night of the 2024 leg, and I'm going to blow it. It's still not too late. Right up to Tuesday, I could call my brother and go, hey, I'm coming. Pick me up. Pick me up at the airport. But I highly doubt that is going to happen. I bought tickets. I bought tickets for Vegas. Oh, I knew this was going to happen, Tom. I kept saying, eventually I'm going to find tickets that I like, and I'm going to buy them. But if I don't wait till the last minute, whatever I buy, as soon as I buy them, I will immediately start finding better deals. And that is exactly what happened. I was looking at these seats. They're upper level. They're the first section in front of the stage. First section, you know, you got your side stage and then your section that's half side, half out. And then I'm the first full section out from the stage. Should have a good angle, should have a good view. These things were $200 face for upper level. That's what this show was, $200 face for the uppers. And they had $95 seats in the way uppers all the way across from the stage were the cheapest seats you could get, were the $95 seats. But these seats, this area of the stadium that I was kind of, or the arena that I was kind of looking at, were $200, and they've been $200 since the day they went on sale, and they were still $200 a few days ago. And then this pair showed up on StubHub, and they were $160, and then they were $150, and then they were $140, and then they were $135, and all the ones around them are still $200. And I grabbed them at 135. I need a pair together. I want to be in that section. I figured I'm saving on $65 a ticket. That's $130 savings. And I grabbed them. And that was like 4 days ago. And the next day on the main ticket seller, Axis, all those $200 seats went down to $94. So now you can buy tickets in that section from about five rows ahead of me. You can, the lower half of the section is still $150, but the top half of the section where I am went from 200 down to 94, and I paid 135. I could have sat four rows lower and saved another $80 if I would have waited one day. And that's the story of my life. I mean, I grabbed them. I didn't want, they were, it was the only pair at that price. I didn't want to lose that deal. And I'm bummed, but I'm not like terribly bummed. I lost $80 in four rows in one day. I could have had four rows better and $80 more in my pocket if I just would have waited one more day. All right. No comment from Tom. No comment from Tom on my disastrous ticket purchasing. So we will move on. And next week, a week from today, when we record our next podcast, I will be giving a report from the show that I went to a week from yesterday. And that pretty much wraps up what's going on in the news on the latest things that are going on with Springsteen. Although I know Tom found an article this week that was a list, so that, you know, choose him right in. He loves lists. And this was five of Springsteen's best songs not found on a studio album. Although I think that we might find out that claim is kind of flawed. And so Tom wants to report on that article and give his list of five of Bruce's best songs not found on a studio album.
Yeah, it looks like these are all from Tracks and maybe one from The Essentials. So
which
I
are
guess.
all studio albums. This guy had no access to songs that are not available, which the headline makes it sound like here's five songs that you can't hear on record, meaning you can only hear on bootleg, you know, or yeah, bootleg studio or bootleg live, you're only going to hear it bootleg. That's what the headline implies. Then it goes on to give four songs from Tracks and one from Essential.
Yeah, I mean, I suppose the casual fan would see these songs and never have heard of them. So we've talked to people that we consider a diehard Bruce fans, and they, some of them, you know, as you know, will be like, Tracks, what's Tracks? I've never heard of that. Never, you know, we're talking about releasing Tracks 2, and they've never heard of Tracks 1. So
I don't know.
on
They
this, I see.
say 18 tracks. I have that.
So yeah, that's Zero and Blind Terry, which I would not consider an excellent Bruce song, but there's certainly better songs on Tracks, but that's one of them that I would probably not agree with. But Zero and Blind Terry. Then we got Loose Ends, which excellent. None But the Brave, excellent. Shut Out the Light, eh. And The Promise, eh. That's that.
All right,
That's
now
the
you have a
excellent.
list. You have a list of actual songs that cannot be found
That's true.
streaming. You know, Tracks is on Spotify. Now, his headline is such clickbait. But let's now
Yeah.
your list is stuff you can't find unless you have bootlegs or pirate studio stuff, right?
Yeah, this is some of you will have never heard of these songs unless you listen to this show,
You
because
probably have a few that I've never heard of.
these have been mentioned before, but here we go. Number five, You Mean So Much to Me.
Yeah, the
Excellent.
author of that article has never heard that. We should call this the five best songs the author of that article has never heard.
Yeah, I'm not sure there's a studio version if this has been recorded, but there's plenty of versions out there. There's some slower versions, some faster live tracks. So if you there's a lot of great versions of this song out there. Number four, The Train Song. Excellent. Then we got number three, I Just Can't Change. Number two, Baby Doll. And the number one song, Winter Song.
All right. That is Tom's list of actual songs that cannot be found on studio albums, inspired by that ignorant clickbait article that he came across. Now, we're also going to do one of Tom's original lists. And I think tonight what he's got for us is the top five doctors named or sung about in a Springsteen song. Are these ranked or they're just five?
They're not ranked, and there's a couple of outtakes, you know, that I like to. So it could be nine songs, but you know, I got my five, and then some outtakes of doctors. But
all right, let's hear it.
All right, we got the lady and the doctor. Oh, also, you know, just to Bruce's nickname when he started, maybe not right when he started, but at some point his nickname was the doctor.
Well, he was in a band called Dr. Zoom and the Sonic Boom. And correct. I don't know if he was the doctor in that band.
Apparently his nickname at some point during that was the doctor. That didn't last long. But, and then there's How Can a Poor Man Stand Such Times and Live, where he mentions the doctor comes around here with his face so bright.
And he gives him nothing but a humbug pill.
Yeah. There's a song we might not have heard from 1970 with Steel Mill, and it's called I Am the Doctor. I'm not sure if you're familiar with that one, but he mentions, well, I am the doctor. Won't you come on and see me? That's the line.
I am not familiar with that one.
Okay. Maybe I'll ask you for this next line. The song is For You.
The doctors with their oxygen masks at Bellevue.
Yeah. And there's another line that kind of references. It says, crawl into my ambulance. Your pulse is getting weak, which I suppose sounds like a doctor is involved somehow.
Paramedic.
Yeah. Janie needs a shooter. Do you remember?
No.
He says, well, Janie's got a doctor who tears apart her insides.
I'm watching that series, Dr. Death. I could describe that. I could describe that pretty well.
I'm watching Doctor Who.
What season are you on? 77?
Well, I only watch the Tom Baker years.
I don't know who that is.
He was the fourth doctor and the best.
I thought there's a lady doctor now.
Yeah, I don't watch that. But this is Tom Baker who plays the doctor. He's considered the best of all times from like 1974. 75. He was the doctor for like 10 years.
I watched that Muppet series, Dr. Teeth. I always thought that they got their name from Dr. Zoom and the Sonic Boom. Dr. Teeth and the Electric Mayhem was the Muppet band with Animal and the Hippie Girl.
Have you seen that Muppets doing Born to Run? That I mentioned to you.
The Sesame Street, Born to Add?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good promo. We should talk about that next week, maybe, if we can get away with a clip. We'll talk about Born to Add and also the Ben Stiller parodies.
Yeah. Ben, Man at the Top.
Man at the Top. Is there a doctor? Everybody wants to be a doctor, a lawyer, and a cop. Is that?
That's it, yeah. Doctor, lawyer, Indian chief. I don't know why I wrote For You twice. Okay. And there's the line for that you mentioned, but I wrote it twice. It says, and don't call for your surgeon. Even he says it's too late, which I think you
surgeon, right? I said you're the oxygen mask, but that was just Bellevue. That wasn't a doctor.
All right. There's Cindy. There,
they're waiting for you at Bellevue. I thought there implied the doctors.
Yeah, well, yeah, I suppose it does.
What did you say, Cynthia? Cindy.
Cindy, which is on the promise, I believe. And that line is, can you remember what the line is?
No.
All right, it's a little, she got sent home from work with a note from the nurse. I wrote this
is
a
not
few
a
weeks.
Doctor.
This might have been one of the outtakes that I was getting desperate. And then the last one, Rosalita.
There's a doctor, I don't know, Big Balls, Dr. Big Balls, Willie.
No. He says, Doctor, come cut loose her mama's reins.
Ah, yes, the doctor who cuts loose the umbilical cord. Ah, exactly.
These lists like this really make you think.
I was telling Tom before the show that at the end of the year, Fisherman is going to release his top five Tom's lists. And I will go over of all his lists, which ones were my favorites. Not sure it's going to be doctors, Tom. Doctors is going to make my list of best of Tom's lists.
Yeah, these have really been a hit.
For sure. Horses. I still get hate mail about horses and gamblers.
Yeah, there's been some haters.
All right, so a couple weeks ago, and then we kind of blew it off last week, a couple of weeks ago, I mentioned that there are a shit ton of places that Bruce Springsteen is asking you to meet him. Literally, he's asking you to meet him in specific places with the words, meet me. The words meet me fall in like 85% of Springsteen songs, I think. It's something like that. I think we came up with 12. And off the cuff, 2 weeks ago, I think we had like four or five, right?
Yeah.
All right. Let's go over the full list right now that we have. And when I only had five, I asked people in the comments to add their own. And there were quite a few to choose from. And nobody did. So I'll ask again, if we missed one, which I don't think we did. Yeah. But if we missed one, put it in the comments.
Response. The only response I got was from Marie, and she just wrote Paul in the comments. So I'm like,
meet me, Paul.
Yeah. So I don't know what that means, but that's the only thing we got.
All right. The biggest one is meet me in the city tonight. And we did talk about that one already. So you can meet him in the city tonight. Meet me in the city tonight. You can also meet me tonight in Atlantic City. So if you're in the city, you can meet me tonight, or you can meet me in the city tonight, or you can meet me tonight in Atlantic City. You can meet me at Mary's place.
Mm-hmm.
You could meet me out in the street. You could meet me in the land of hopes and dreams.
That's what I told my last date. I just said, she's like, where is that?
It's not a place we want to get to soon, I promise you. Meet me tonight on top of the hill, which I think that's from Ramrod, right?
Yes.
Meet me tonight on top of the hill. Meet me out in the street. Did I say that one already? Meet me out in the street. I don't think I did.
You did, but maybe it's a line from another song.
No, that's out in the street. Let's see. Meet me on the Metamorphosis Bank. That I think we're going to change the name of this show to the World's Greatest Metamorphosis Banks Podcast, because that seems to be a recurring song here. Meet me on the Metamorphosis Banks. Meet me in the fields behind the dynamo. I didn't write down the titles because I thought I would just instantly know them. It's Prove It All Night.
Yeah, I think so. What the hell is a dynamo?
Tie your hair back in a long white bow. Meet me in the fields behind a dynamo. I don't know. It's a gas station, I think, right? The
I don't
name of a
know.
gas station back in the day? I don't know either. All right. So that is Prove It All Night. Meet me in a dream of this hard land. You know what song that's from?
This hard land.
Very good.
Oh,
Meet me tonight. You want to guess the rest? Meet me tonight.
maybe tonight. No, I can't think of.
Well, we already said in Atlantic City. So it would have to be Meet Me Tonight on the Loose Ends.
Yeah.
All right, here's a good one. There. Just there. You know where there is?
No.
It's in the American land. Darling, meet me there. The American land.
One of my
Darling,
least
meet me
favorites.
there. Oh, how can you not love that song? That song's
Oh.
infectious.
Oh. Oh God, it's so bad. I mean, I know it's St. Patrick's Day is this Sunday, or I guess that's tomorrow, but that is not a song I'll be playing while I'm eating my corned beef and cabbage.
Right. Here's the latest, the newest Meet Me in the Springsteen catalog. Meet me, darling, come Saturday night. House of a Thousand Guitars.
The song he used to play in concert.
I can't wait for the next album to find out where he wants to meet me. All right. So that's our list of Meet Me. How many was that? One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10, 11, 12. 12 places where you could meet Bruce Springsteen. And that I think is the complete list, but feel free to put your meet me's in the comments if you've got one that we missed. I think we wrapped it up fairly quickly. We got time for a lurdle or a hurdle. You got a preference?
About Meet Me on the Tracks.
Is that a song?
No, it would just be like a reference to what he could release next.
He could release that next, but unfortunately, he's releasing the best of Bruce Springsteen. Somebody pull out the song list for the best of Bruce Springsteen and figure out how many times he says "Meet Me" on the new 31 cut best of Bruce Springsteen. Do you have a preference? You want to play Hurdle or Lurdle? All
No preference.
right, well, let's do Lurdle because I'm a lazy man, and that is easier. You complain about the clothes I wear. You explain there's other boys out there.
Ain't good enough for you?
Yes, ain't good enough for you. An easy one to wet your whistle.
Yeah. I bet that article guy never heard of that song.
But some of his songs have minimal lyrics, very minimal.
Like Dream Baby Dream.
Well, that's a cover. All right, let's see. The kids asleep in the back seat. We're just counting the miles, you and me. We don't measure the blood we've drawn anymore. We just stack the bodies outside the door.
Favorite song off of Magic. I can just think of the name of it now. Last to Die.
That is Last to Die. Doing very good today. Am I making it too easy? I thought Last to Die might be difficult.
No, I said it was my favorite on one of the shows we did.
That is true. Some of these are just giveaways. Let's see. Though you never hear a sound, there's a fire underground, rambling through the town. You can't keep it from coming down.
Harry's place.
No.
I keep saying Harry's Place.
You were right the very first time you said it. When you keep going back to it, you've been wrong ever since.
Let me hear that again.
It was, though you never hear a sound, there's a fire underground, rambling through the town. You can't keep it from coming down. Lovers walking through the mist. Romeo, he steal a kiss.
Chain Lightning.
Wow! Wow. Excellent. That was Chain Lightning. Excellent. Very nice job. Well, you walk with your eyes open, but your lips, they remain sealed. While the vows we made are broken, beneath the truth you need to reveal.
Oh, that should be an easy one. Let me just hear that again. I just got to sing it to myself here.
Will you walk with your eyes open, but your lips, they remain sealed? While the vows we made are broken, beneath the truth you need to reveal.
Is that roulette?
No.
Hold on, hold on, hold on. Don't give me that. That shouldn't be my final answer there. maybe give me a little more.
Okay, let's see.
I should well, know
you,
it. It's...
You walk with your eyes open, but your lips remain sealed while the vows are we made are broken beneath the truth you need to reveal. I can't give you more of that verse. Let's see. Now you walk with your eyes open, but your lips, they remain sealed. Oh, that's just like a repeat of the same. Anything else I give you is just going to give it away.
What album is it?
That might be on Essential. I'm not sure it's on an album. I know it's on Joe Grushevsky's album.
So it would be on disc 3 of Essentials, the bonus
maybe
track.
It might be. I'll give you the giveaway since I already told you it's Grushevsky, which is going to give it away anyway.
Well, hang on. Don't give me anything else. Hold on. Oh, I got it. Code of Silence.
It is Code of Silence. Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Code of Silence.
Supposed to be on an album right after the reunion tour.
I remember when I was a little boy out where the cottonwoods grow tall, trying to make it through the forest before the darkness falls.
Oh, man, that sounds very familiar.
I'll give you one clue.
Okay.
It was in the last time we played Hurdle. It was one of the songs, the last time we played Hurdle. I walk in the apartment. There's clothes thrown all over the place. You're crouched in the corner with makeup running down your face.
Is it on Tracks?
I think so. I think it is, yes.
Let me hear it again.
Neither one of us got it on Hurdle.
Oh, okay.
I'll give you the opening. The opening is the giveaway. You even knew the lyrics when on Hurdle. You just couldn't come up with the title. When we fight, I want to talk it out.
Oh,
you won't
yeah,
say
yeah.
nothing. Nothing at all. You just sit there. You won't open that pretty mouth. I think you like keeping my back up against the wall.
Wages of Sin.
It is Wages of Sin. And you are kicking ass because I picked that. Because I knew you would have trouble with it.
Yeah, I could not. Oh, that killed me. That one that I couldn't come up with the title of it.
All right. This is too easy. Too easy. I want to find another one to cap this because this is too easy. Were the eyes with the will to see?
Oh man, you're making this hard. That I recognize it, but
where the hearts that run over with mercy. Where's the love that has not forsaken me? Where's the work that set my hands, my soul free? Where's the spirit that'll reign over me? Come on, Tom, where's the promise from sea to shining sea? That wherever this flag is flown.
We take care of our own.
All right, I'm going to give you one more because that one was so easy. In the fields of the Lord stood Abel and Cain. Cain slew Abel neath the black rain.
Gave it a name.
It is gave it a name. That's going to bring us to the end. Is there anything you want to add before we sign off today, Tom?
No, it's good that they are doing some rehearsals. I wouldn't imagine they'd be in Phoenix this early for the rehearsals, but maybe. I don't know. I guess we'll find out. Shouldn't be that secret what state they're in.
In the past, they've started a tour by bringing the gear into the first arena a day, two, three early, and rehearsing right there on the stage. But the pictures they released looked like a rehearsal hall, or, you know, not on a stage. So I don't know where they are. The wording of the post was kind of didn't make it clear if they were rehearsing in Phoenix or for Phoenix. It just said Phoenix rehearsals and showed the band in rehearsal and happy and smiling. And I don't think it matters. They're rehearsing No Surrender Ghosts, and they're going to play No Surrender Ghosts. And a week from yesterday, I'm going to T-Mobile Arena to hear No Surrender Ghosts, and I can't wait.
You're not going to try to get any video, I imagine.
I leave recording video up to everybody else. I will edit it. If you send me your video, I will edit together a gorgeous multicam. But during the show, no, I'm not a camera person. I get all paranoid.
What sign will you be holding up?
Oh, I'll be holding my Mary Queen of Arkansas, and it's not even a sign. It's like a king size. It's a king size sheet that it's going to at least cover. Like, I'm planning on blocking some views, man. I'm blocking if I don't block 1,000 people's view with my sign, then I haven't done it right. I want a ginormous sign. What I want is I'm kind of at the top of my section. I'd like to move down to the front row of my section and just drop my Mary Queen of Arkansas banner in front of everybody in the section below me, and just so that they can't see.
We need the man in black to see you and take you down to a better seat. That's for sure.
Whoever, John Landau, I know you watch the show. Man, I'm up in 224 row N with my daughter. Slip me in, man. I need a pit wrist. I need two pit wristbands. Slip me in.
Make sure you bring those business cards of our show and hand those out to everybody.
I am. I'm bringing the cards, and I will be handing out our podcast promotion at the Vegas show by next week, or in 2 weeks. We should have a huge Vegas following for the world's greatest Springsteen podcast, which I think that brings us to the end of the world's greatest Springsteen podcast. How many times do you think I can say world's greatest Springsteen podcast before we sign off now? So for Tom and me, Fisherman, the bootlegger who pays the highest price, the world's greatest Springsteen podcast loves you.